Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let's welcome Muruti Musitela is with us on the line right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Muruti, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Dr. Mwavi, and good evening to the listeners as well.
We are continuing on this topic of gratefulness this week. Before you go on with what you have in store for us, I would like you to please take us back to what we started with as you define gratefulness and also, and some of the highlights of the things that you believe that would be of great interest in our listeners this evening.
Yes, as a highlight, I have strongly felt to take the concept of the idea of being grateful from the word gratitude. After I studied, the background and the etymology of this word gratitude, I found out that this word is quite broader than we think. And gratitude itself is such a broad activity around being thankful, and being thankful is not the only thing. And probably would express that this word is a group of words. So where you find thanksgiving, you find praise. We took it also, from the Hebraic root where we found the word hakar hatov, which is one broader word as well, and it actually presented a term like toda. And I thought of one other word that is involved in the word that composed the word gratitude or being grateful. And so as a highlight to that, and we also then, close with expressing the absence of, the impact of the absence of gratitude or being ungrateful. So that, ungratefulness brings discouragement. Ungratefulness creates room for more evil, because of no gratefulness, because of no gratitude, we end up in unnecessary quarrels, and it's one quarrel after the other on top of the other. Less appreciation takes place. Nobody sees anymore the good things that are done. And, we also highlighted the fact that just the word itself, gratitude, the first line of its definition is the quality of being thankful, And Hakar HaTov, on the other hand, it highlights that this is the ability to recognize the good which is in other people. And when you have, developed that nature of spotting the good that is being done, even the small good things, as long as you spotted that this is a good thing they're doing for me, then you begin to also have not just a casual response, because it's the quality of being thankful that matters. How you say it, how you express it. You didn't just say it, you expressed yourself. And you found a way somehow to even express yourself. And if you can also see from there that it actually becomes a fountain of creativity towards, a very healthy, happy relationship at the end of the day, regardless of what nature of relationship you have. But between spouses, certainly this is one of the critical elements of a very blessed relationship, where you know that I'm having a blissful relationship because every time I come home with a bottle of water, my spouse becomes so happy. It was not juice, it was not a expensive drink, it was just a bottle of water, but the expression of gratitude makes you realize, no, it's not how much I brought, it's the fact that I've done something good.
And sometimes we should also look at our children. Sometimes they get so excited to see you, not necessarily because you brought them something, but for them to see you coming, the expression on their faces, I think that can also define what gratitude is. I also am grateful that you at least know these ancient languages with regards to their richness when it comes to words, because honestly speaking, some of these newest languages, you know, some words were lost through translations. So it's just like gratitude can just be a word, meaningless word to many people like us who don't know the depth and the width and the width of these ancient languages. But the moment you go deeper and realize and look at the root of the words and what it meant initially, then that will change the way you look at life. I think some of the words can also include love. What does that mean and all that? But anyway, we are focusing on gratefulness or being grateful this morning. I'm sure that as many people listen now, they will realize that, hey, I'm not really a grateful person here.
Yeah. And I do pray that, you know, many will now be challenged to say, from now on, I am taking my expressions of gratitude seriously. It should never be a light thing anymore. And, you know, I really want to take it a little bit further in terms of, you know, in this group of words, remember the word gratitude is a group of words where one can express their gratefulness. So you find, and I think I also touched the issue of central or maybe in the ingredients of what love is. We find this word kindness. And being gratefulness is an act of returning kindness. So this is where now you're beginning to say your love has been registered. So, and because it has been registered, I'm also sending it back in such a way that you also appreciate it in return. And every return of, you know, kindness, this gratitude word, similar to the because gratitude is either from French roots, which French is preceded by the Latin word, but then in both your Hebrew and your French, they've got this word respect. So I'm not going to be bothering you with so many other words there. So, but the gratitude combines three things, for instance, and actually you can see them in practice. It's recognition, it's acknowledgement, is respect. Now, all these three words, you will find them in one very interesting word when you go back again to the Hebraic roots. You find the word kavod. And I know that many people have known this word kavod to be just meaning glory, and that is. But actually, the word kavod or glory embodies respect, acknowledgement, and recognition. And that's where you find now, you will see the Bible keeps on using the word, give God the glory. Give God the glory. So if God has done this, you give him the glory. That is actually express gratefulness. And this is where that word glory is covered, but then it goes back to say, actually you are turning, with gratitude, you are turning your relationship to be a relationship where glory is expressed. And it actually begins to accept, to make it a glorious relationship.
I think it makes sense to say that it also means respect. That means if you have lost the glory, you've also lost the respect there.
Actually, it's also. That's what I'm actually driving at. That you will see how the seriousness of respect in a relationship. So some people may not know how they lose respect. So by just losing gratitude, you end up losing respect. And you never realize how you lost it or how the other would feel not respected. And simply because there's ungratefulness. Ungratefulness definitely goes together with lack of respect. And every relationship requires a two-way flow of respect. That's why gratitude doesn't have gender. It doesn't say, no, it's only women that must say thank you in the knowledge. It doesn't say, it's only husbands that must say thank you. It's both. It's a two-way flow. And hence, this is where you see that through gratitude, respect goes two ways as well. It flows back and forth because you respected the effort, the expression, the act of kindness, and, you know, it seriously leads there to the respect. And sometimes out of that you see that those who are strongly respectful, or maybe let me say, those who are strongly grateful to one another, they also feel respectful towards each other. And you never have a lecture on respect. You never have the other saying, no, you must respect me or you don't respect me. Because somehow this element, gratefulness, provides room for that. It drives, you know, and when there is respect, there is glory.
Absolutely fantastic. Now let's go to the next point that you have for us.
The next point that I want to raise, it comes from a, you know, there's a study I looked at, you know, there's a professor of Harvard by the name of Robert Waldinger. He's in Harvard University, very old, and he had a research, I believe he inherited it, because it's a 75-year study. So this is a study that took 75 years. Though it was not a study on gratitude, it was a study on happiness and health. But what he found was that gratitude or gratefulness actually strengthens your relationships. It becomes the happiness element in the relationship. So once there is that very strong, so if I say to my friend, let me use friendship because that's a relationship. And I say, you know what, today, let me just take you out. Let's go and have some fun and play. So what I have done is, it's not what we played that made the friend happy. It is, and it's also not what I have done that will make me a bit more happier. But it's going to be the gratitude in the friend that is going to make me more happier, but it's going to provoke happiness in him. And so it becomes a cycle of happiness, or this is where kindness begins also to be driven through. But this also happens in all natural relationships. If those who are in strong, good, victorious relationships can look back, they will see that this study was quite accurate. Because this is how, when you look, observe at your happiness, you see that, okay, what actually strengthens our relationships here is this thing called gratitude, because it kept on provoking, let's do it more, because it keeps on bringing happiness. It keeps on bringing happiness, and it keeps on, you know, causing happiness to revive. So it seriously strengthens relationships. And if I'm not too fast, I want to throw in onto another one, and this is a study by Miss... I couldn't remember her name, by Miss Najma Khorrami. She actually studied, and she came to five conclusions. She was actually one person who studied different psychological professionals who studied this issue of, you know, gratitude and positivity. Now, one of the things she highlighted was that gratitude actually, it is an indicator of a strong moral fiber. Now, where is this leading to? So when you have a spouse being grateful of their spouse, the chances of infidelity reduces, because the moral fiber becomes stronger. The more there is gratitude, the more the moral ending of the relationship, because it's somehow an indicator. So even in families that have done a strong emphasis, you must say thank you, you must say thank you, you will see that it comes from a background of we want to be very morally strong. And the morality level going higher in relationships. So she, you know, this Professor Barbara, she called it a moral barometer. So that means if you find a lot of it, you must know that you're looking at a relationship of two people who are growing in their morality. They are becoming morally strong, but, you know, engaging any other way intimately with anybody outside of that relationship becomes a no-go. And it also becomes an unthinkable thing because of their moral fiber. So you can see how far and how deep this gratefulness goes to, because you are acknowledging the deed, but you are not aware that actually what you are doing is you are making a person to permanently keep on going on that direction of doing things that are right. I can just use something we did this morning. My wife came up with a new ingredient or breakfast, something very nice, and it looks nice on the bowl. And she prepared it before she left, and then she kept quiet. She had her portion. Now then, during the day, she phoned me and said, "Hey, did you see what I did for you?" And I said, "Yeah, it's nice, but what is it that you did?" She said, "I'm gonna do more of those." Because I said, "Oh, that was delicious." But I didn't know what is it, what to call it. It was a very beautiful breakfast bowl. And she said, "No, I'm gonna find. I have some more ingredients to do that, and it will be different." Because now her decision to say she's gonna do more of those, it was inspired by my response, because she didn't know how I was going to respond to it. And this is how, you know, you can see that gratitude without us thinking, it will lead us in the right direction. But it means that we should be able to be deliberate about it, intentionally grateful. And, you know, even the Bible says contentment and godliness bring great gain.
It appears as if that it also encourages the doer to even do more.
Mm-hmm. It encourages, it brings encouragement. Remember also that encouragement kills relationship. So the more gratitude comes, the more encouragement is, and the more the relationship is strengthened. And looking at those, you know, these may sound academic, but the truth is these are very practical experiences of good relationships out there. I wouldn't say there is an next step in relationships, but somehow if we can look around and see that every one of us is surrounded by at least one or two very good relationships, that if you study carefully, you will find that thing called gratefulness in your relationships. So sometimes it may not be a seminar that you need to go and attend. And even when you listen to those who conduct marriage seminars, you listen to them, you realize that what they have done is that they put thoughts for those of us who are not putting thoughts. And they will bring those practical elements. And you will see that gratitude always comes through the passages to say, this thing can never be absent in a glorious relationship. And, you know, as we are in a month where we celebrate love, it's good for us to always highlight that there are people who are going to do something, there are going to be efforts done this weekend, and what we should be preparing is, in response, what am I going to do? How am I going to, creativity must be our concern. How am I going to make sure that my response is quality, you know, and I do it in such a way that this person is encouraged to look forward to another year, you know, of, you know, celebrating our love one way or the other.
Absolutely. And of course, I also believe that in order for our spouses to express the, you know, attitude, you know, that you're talking about there, we must also learn to listen to what they really need. Because mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be okay, or it will going to make any sense if at all we do is we don't listen to them, but we just give them what we think they need. I'm talking also within the context of what you're talking about, as many people are. I'm not saying it's wrong or right to do it, but as many people are celebrating this. Does your spouse need a sock on his birthday, or does your spouse need a cup or a mug, you know, or some of these things? Yes, they might be grateful for the first time, but hey, I think that should be the beginning of how to make them to be grateful and all. I don't know, that's my input on this whole thing before we wrap things up.
Yeah, I think so. And it is quite an interesting thing that when one decides that, look, I am forever studying my partner, I believe that gratitude becomes a good indicator to say, okay, I got this one right. Because sometimes you think, okay, this person I know so well, she loves this. The next thing you come, you realize she's just thankful, but, you know, not really. But if you come in such a way that maybe you've done the same thing, but in a different attitude, different expression, then the response of gratitude also tells you that, okay, there is a recognition that, look, this is what it comes from. and this is how it's being expressed.
Moruti Peter Mositela, thanks once again for sharing this awesome topic with us and the listener of Radio Pulpit at Home. Baba Tamkubwa Renanta Tek, Baba Okabafa, the contact details are up.
Yes, I will say that my contact details, I can be reached on my cell number 076-336-0893. I will repeat 076-336-0893. I can also be found on Facebook, which I have a page. It's called Apostle Peter Mositela. I can respond also on that page.
All right.
Thank you very much for listening.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.